I have never found anything other than the greatest of cooperation to put the shoulder to the wheel for progressing development in Donegal. So it isn't a local problem. Even a community and a citizen level, the communities of Donegal are extremely positive about putting in the effort for development. I think what we're missing here is a strategic commitment to development in Donegal from the highest levels. And that's where strategic change takes place, at the highest level. There's only so much you can do locally. And I would praise Donegal in terms of the local action for development in Donegal.
You've indicated that when people try and highlight this nationally, they're very often rejected and dismissed as whingers.
Absolutely, yeah. There is this kind of easy reaction when you're presented with a problem. The simplest way of blowing it off is just saying, look, that's only just a whinge, and you're at it again. The debate and the argument about underdevelopment in Donegal typically gets that, because it's an easy way to deflect the argument. My point is, if you're talking fact, if for the last 20 years Donegal is persistently at the bottom of the pile and people don't recognise that as a fact, if you don't recognise the facts as the facts and you try and deflect it by calling it a whinge, that's not a proper reaction. What is required is a strategic, focused plan of development for the likes of Donegal. And when was the last time you ever heard anybody coming out at a senior level in the state saying, We have a strategic, focused, concentrated plan for development for Donegal, which will receive the amount of resources, both in human and financial terms, to make the plan work? I haven't heard that.